Today, we'd like to see the title of pride in Daniel chapter 4, verse 19 through 37. For online courses, people would like to see three questions. Number one, in verse 19, then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. What heart of Daniel can we see his statement of its interpretation concern your enemies? That's question one. Question two. In verse 27, therefore, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be the languishing of your prosperity. What did Daniel ask the king? Last question three, in verse 31. While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. What divine character can we see? First of all, we'd like to see a little background about the second dream, Nebuchadnezzar, chapter 4, verses 10 through 17. Basically, Nebuchadnezzar's second dream, one tree, grew up, strong, to reach the heavens. Then, at the end of the earth, everybody can see, the tree. Then suddenly the voice, coming from heaven, ordered to chop down the tree, cut off its branches, but leaving the stem. So the stump, leaving the stump and the root. Then a man's heart changed from human heart to a beast heart. Then he waked up. So basically chapter 4, verse 10 through 17, and that's a second dream. Then verse 19, then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him, or his thoughts grieved Daniel. So Daniel, the Hebrew name, which means God is my judge. Belteshazzar is a Chaldean name, which means a person who bell protect his life. Astonished for a time, troubled him. Then Daniel, he troubled him because the tree indicating the king over Nebuchadnezzar. So the tree, to be cut down, meaning certain curse from man's heart, changed to beast heart, animal's heart, that's why he was troubled. So here, Belteshazzar, or Daniel answered and said to the king, My lord, may your dream concern those who hate you, and it's the interpretation concern your enemies. So here, you know, we can see, you know, Daniel's heart, you know, Daniel's heart, the second dream's curse should be, you know, given to enemies rather than to the king, showing his empathy upon the king. So in the same boat over king, Daniel expressed his sympathy. You know, that's why the tree was interpreted to the king as a cursed with change of heart into a beast heart. But he wished, you know, that that cursed dream should be upon the enemies of the king or the haters of a king. So here we can see Daniel's, you know, empathy heart. Verse 20, the tree that you show, which grow and become strong. You know, second dream here was explained, strong, whose height reached to the heavens, and which could be seen by all the earth. So everybody see the tree. Tree is actually indicating the king of Nebuchadnezzar, so the Babylonian, you know, kingdom. So Babylonian kingdom was so strong in that time, so whose leaves were lovely or beautiful, and its fruit abundant. So, you know, all people controlled by the king of Nebuchadnezzar, of Babylon king, can feed, you know, those fruit, and which was a food for all, under which the beast of the field walked. So animal, you know, such as a cow, sheep, you know, the world, and in whose branches the birds of heaven had their home. It is you. Here, verse 22, it is you. So the tree is the king of Nebuchadnezzar, who rules the kingdom of Babylon. O king, who have grown and become strong, for your greatness has grown and reaches to the heavens, and your dominion to the end of the earth. Basically, king controlled all, you know, reachable, you know, area at that time, you know, the Middle East area. You know. So, means, you know, dominating country over Babylon, reigned by Nebuchadnezzar of the world. So it is you. How about the first dream? First dream, you know, it's a golden head, you know, is you, you know. First dream, you know, for example, Daniel chapter 2, verse 38, you know, Daniel explained, and wherever the children of man dwell, or the beasts of the fields and the birds of the heaven, he has given them into your hand, and has made you ruler over them all. You are this head of gold. You know, in the first dream, Daniel clearly said, you are this head of gold. You know, so head is gold, you know, certain image, breast is silver, you know, is leg, you know, iron, feet is iron mixed with clay, you know, then certain flying stone destroy all image. Kind of thing, you know, so the head of gold over image indicating Nebuchadnezzar king who ruled Babylon. Then the next is a breast, you know, that is made a Persia country. Then it's Greece and so on, Rome, you know, something like that. So, you know, first dream, you know, Daniel clearly said, you are this head of gold, but here it is you, the tree is you. then, verse 23, and in as much as the king saw a watcher, a holy one, coming down from heaven. This is a watcher, you know, holy one indicates an angel. Angel is a creature of a spiritual being, ministers or servant of God. You know, so basically, deliver man, you know, over God's message. You know, this watch. And saying, chop down. So basically watching the Holy One deliver the God's order, chop down the tree and destroy it, but leave its stump and root in earth. So the tree is not completely wiped out, you know, leaving stump and root. So at least the tree is alive, but bound with a band of iron branch in the tender grass of the fields. So surround there, you know, the grass. Let it be wet with the dew heaven. And then let him graze with the beast of the field. Now it's him, you know, certain man come out. So there is the tree is a stump root surround there, you know, tender grass, you know, of the field right there. Also, you know, the wet with the dew heaven. Then let him graze with the beast of the fields until seven times pass over him. So certain man eat the food with other, you know, beast together of the field until seven times. Seven times means maybe 7 years or seven seasons. Bible doesn't indicate this year or seasons, but either way, but we prefer, you know, 7 years. Seven times pass over him. This is the interpretation of King, and this is the decree of the Most High. Decree of the Most High meaning the order of a king, which has come upon my Lord the King. Here also my Lord the King, which means my master the King. I am his servant. So Daniel chapter 4:2-48, we can see Daniel's position over the kingdom of Babylon. Then the king promoted Daniel, you know, after interpretation of first dream, and gave him many great gifts. And he made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, like a prime minister. So basically, the king of Nebuchadnezzar appointed Daniel ruler over the whole province of Babylon, whole country of Babylon, and chief administrator of all the wise men of Babylon. So also the chief administrator, like a prime minister. So Daniel position prime minister of Babylon. So his master is a king. That's why he said, my Lord the King. We see Daniel is a faithful servant. Daniel's life is a man of God, holy life, a life of a prayer, a life of a commitment to the Lord. So we see, you know, Daniel did not bow, you know, so idol, you know, did not idol food, you know, continue to pray, you know, to Jerusalem way, Jerusalem direction. So something like that. And Daniel, a man of a prayer, a life, you know, of a commitment to the Lord. So here, you know, we can say we should be faithful to employer or supervisor, wherever, unless, you know, supervisor, you know, order is contrary to the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 said, therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God. Do all to the glory of God. So Daniel showed you here, do all to the glory of God. King asked him to explain dream, which is not sure, and interpretation too. Daniel obeyed his order. They shall drive you. Also, we see two Christians, we should be faithful. No faithful, no good. Matthew chapter 25, you know, verse 21, we see, you know, the master commanded to faithful and good servant to produce, you know, gains, you know, to double, you know, five talents more, two talents more, kind of thing, you know, the same commendation here, Matthew chapter 25, verse 21. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." So, Jesus said. So here, Daniel is a faithful servant. Verse 25, "They shall drive you from men." They, meaning the angels, the holy ones coming from heaven. "They shall drive you from men." You, meaning, I'm going to say king, from men, people. "Your dwelling shall be with the beast of the fields." So, "and they shall make you eat grass like oxen." So basically, angels shall make you eat grass like oxen. So Nebuchadnezzar king eats grass. "They shall wet you with the dew of heaven." So we'll wet the dew. "And 7 times shall pass over you." 7 times means, you know, 7 years or 7 seasons, "until you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man and gives it to whomever he chooses." So basically, Nebuchadnezzar, you should know your authority, your power of Babylon kingdom is given by the Most High. So this is God's purpose of this trial. You know, basically God's sovereignty. The issue is God's sovereignty. Romans chapter 9, you know, verse 21 said, "Does not the potter have a power over the clay from the same lump to make one vessel for honor and another for dishonor?" Showing God's absolute sovereignty. Whatever he wants, he can do it. So, unfortunately, King Nebuchadnezzar got the hard lesson, difficult lesson, after living a beast life for 1 year, you know, 12 months or so, you know. So, but we should know God has absolute sovereignty. Also, God is love. We can see, you know, God, you know, did not judge the righteous with the evil man together. That is the Lord in the Gomorrah case, you know. For example, Genesis chapter 18, verses 23, you know, Abraham came near and said, "Would you also destroy the righteous people with the wicked?" Then Abraham said, "Let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak about it once more. Suppose 10 should be found there." 10. Even 10 people, you know, were there. You 10 righteous people were there. So God answered, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. For the sake of 10 righteous men." So then, Genesis chapter 19, verse 15, we see that God, you know, sent out, you know, angels to take the Lord's family out of Gomorrah judgment. "When the morning dawned, the angels urged the Lord to hurry, saying, 'Arise, take your wife, your 2 daughters, Lord's family, who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city.'" So here we see God's love and truth. So God is sovereignty, also God is love. So God expressing his character's illustration too. So God's sovereignty does not work in hatred, the kind of thing, you know, but in love. Verse 26, "And as much as they gave the command to leave the stump and the roots of the tree, your kingdom shall be assured to you after you come to know the heaven rules. So after you know God has sovereignty, then God will restore your kingdom of Babylon. Therefore, here verse 27, Daniel's advice, suggestion, O king, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sin by being righteous. Break off your sin. Simply repent your sin, followed by being righteous, showing mercy to the poor. So your iniquities and also sins, by showing mercy to the poor. Simply, you should repent your sin over pride and arrogance, without recognition over God's sovereignty, power. You should repent, and then perhaps there may be a lengthening of your prosperity. Lengthen your prosperity continually. God may allow you to keep on your prosperity continually, which means without departing, kingdom, the powerful kingdom from you. But unfortunately, verse 28, all this came upon the king Nebuchadnezzar. All this came upon this because Nebuchadnezzar didn't repent, didn't break off a sin. At the end of 12 months, how long God allowed him? For 12 months, 1 year, he was working about the royal palace of Babylon. So at the end of 12 months, working royal palace, then the king said, not repented for 12 months. Then the king spoke, saying, is it not this great Babylon? So he lifted himself, saying, is this great Babylon that I have built? I built, not God allowed me to build this kingdom. I have built for a royal dwelling or palace by my mighty power, not God's power, and for the honor of my majesty, honor of my majesty. So he glorified by himself, saying, there's a prideful, word. Pride is the seed of Satan's heart. Here, Isaiah chapter 14, verse 12 through 14, we see how you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, or Satan, son of the morning, how you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. So he lifted himself above heaven, above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of a congregation. On the congregation, the mount of congregation, the position. So congregations, who's the congregation? Congregation shepherded by God, not the Lucifer, the fallen angel. On the farthest sides of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. I will be like the God. But that's a pride. Pride is the seed over Satan. So here, we can see whenever we commit a sin, the earlier we repent, the better. Because we don't know how long God allows us to repent. But here, 12 months allowed to Nebuchadnezzar. In a certain case, 10 years allowed to person. So totally time in his time. So therefore, whenever you commit sin, whenever you counter things to Bible, so the earlier repentance, the better, the safer. So if you repent sin, God will forgive you everything, even if unknown sins too. Verse 31, while the word was still in the king's mouth, the word meaning here, is not this great Babylon? so proud word or arrogant word, was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven. King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. So the kingdom of Babylon, so Papal kingdom, is departed from you. It's gone. And the angels shall drive you from man, and your dwelling, your living place, shall be with the beast of the field. They shall make you eat grass like oxen. So like animal, oxen, you know, so he's eating grass. And 7 times shall pass over you, 7 years or 7 years pass over you, until here. The trial purpose, the lesson purpose, you know that the Most High rules in the kingdom of man and gives it to whomever he chooses. So you should know God's sovereignty. Then verse 33, that very hour the word was fulfilled concerning Nebuchadnezzar. He was driven from man and ate grass like oxen. His body was wet with the dew of heaven, until his hair had grown like eagles, you know, filthy eagles feathers, and his nails like birds' claws. Then verse 34, and at the end of the time, at the end of time meaning 7 times past, or 7 years, or 7 seasons, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted my eyes to heaven, and my understanding returned to me. And I blessed the Most High and praised and honored him who lives forever. Now, Nebuchadnezzar, you know, the words being acknowledged, the God. You know. So the kings, the 3 times of recognition of God. So Daniel chapter 2, verse 47, first recognition. After you know, Daniel's interpretation of first dream, the king answered Daniel and said, truly, your God is the God of gods, the Lord of kings, and revealer of a secret, since you could reveal this secret. So King Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged God's, the God of gods, revealer of a secret, acknowledging, God. Also, the Daniel's friends, 3 friends, came out of burning fire. Also, Daniel acknowledged God too. Chapter 3, verse 28-29. Nebuchadnezzar spoke saying, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, who sent his angel and delivered his servant who trust in him, and they have frustrated the king's word and yielded their bodies that they should not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree, order, that any people, nation, language which speaks anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made an ash heap, because there is no other God who can deliver like this. So here, Nebuchadnezzar, acknowledge God. The problem is, Nebuchadnezzar's life is not God as his Lord. So Nebuchadnezzar simply acknowledged God's, God over God's, God's, power and delivering, out of fire, some like acknowledge then. But so Nebuchadnezzar believed it, but not followed by action, by act, like Satan believed, to James chapter 2, verse 19. So you believe that there is one God, so you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. The demons acknowledge God and one God and know that but demon so does not, you know, consistent action. Because chapter 2, you know, basically talks about faith, you know, without work is dead, you know, that kind of, you know, concept. But Daniel's life was not his life, God as the Lord. So that's a problem. But anyway, verse 34, Nebuchadnezzar acknowledged God. So for his dominion, continually, he's an everlasting dominion. So he acknowledged God's sovereignty. And his kingdom is from generation to generation. All the inhabitants or all the people of the earth are reputed as nothing. So all people's allegation is nothing to where? To God's will. God is sovereignty, so whatever God wants, God is doing, regardless of, you know, the people's opinion, people's action. So nothing to his will, irrelevant to his will, all inhabitants, all people's opinion. He does it here. He does it according to his will. In the army of heaven, in the army of heaven, a lot of angels, million angels in the army of heaven, and among the inhabitants of the earth, among the people of the earth, no one can restrain his hand. So no one can restrain his hand. That's why, you know, human opinion is totally irrelevant to, you know, God's will, God true. We just, you know, to accept, obey, you know, his will. Follow him or not, that's it. But we know that, you know, God is love, although sometimes we do not understand, you know, what's going on. But we know that God is love, you know, over the, you know, children of God. So, you know, the God's, you know, direction, God's way is the best way for, you know, his purpose and his kingdom. King's kingdom authority was given by God. So regardless of a king's power, opinion, ability, majesty, honor. So here, so Nebuchadnezzar, you know that. And at the same time, my region returned to me. So meaning now, no beast, you know, the reasoning process, the now, human reasoning. And for the glory of my kingdom, my honor and splendor returned to me. My counselors and nobles resorted to me. I was restored to my kingdom, and excellent majesty was added to me. So God restored, you know, previous, you know, all, you know, good points, you know, to Nebuchadnezzar's king. After Nebuchadnezzar's king, you know, acknowledged God's sovereignty. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and extol and honor the king over heaven. Glorify, you know, God, all of whose works are truth, and his ways justice. And those who work in pride, he is able to put down. Here, you know, God's character. God resists the proud. James chapter 4, verse 10. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. He will lift you up. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 18. Pride goes before destruction. You have pride, then destroy it, simply. A haughty spirit or arrogant spirit before a fall. You have arrogant spirit, so you will fall. Ezekiel chapter 21, verse 6. Thus says the Lord God, remove the turban and take off the crown, because they are, you know, arrogance or pride. Nothing shall remain the same. Because God exalted the humble and humble the exalted. So which meaning, God raised up the humble. So humble to exalted meaning put down the exalted, the proud people. Micah chapter 6 verse 8. He has shown you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly. Do justly. Justly meaning do righteous. Righteous meaning the just lives by faith, right? Faith is a hearing, hearing by the word of God. So you hear word of God, you know, work out on that word, meaning let the Holy Spirit work out on that word in you. To love mercy and to walk humbly with your God here. To walk humbly with your God. So let's see each question in verse 19. Then Daniel, whose name was Belteshazzar, was astonished for a time, and his thoughts troubled him. So the king spoke and said, Belteshazzar, do not let the dream or its interpretation trouble you. Belteshazzar answered and said, My lord, may the dream concern those who hate you, and its interpretation concern your enemies. What heart, Daniel, can you see his statement of its interpretation concern your enemies? Daniel's empathy as a servant over the king of Nebuchadnezzar. So actually the dream, you know, they concerned Nebuchadnezzar himself, right? So interpretation also, you know, is a curse, you know, like a beast life kind of thing. The life is a concern Nebuchadnezzar himself, but he wishes, you know, those dream interpretation should be, you know, enemies over King Nebuchadnezzar, or the haters over King Nebuchadnezzar, showing Daniel's empathy upon King of Nebuchadnezzar. Question 2, in verse 27, therefore, King, let my advice be acceptable to you. Break off your sins by being righteous, and your iniquities by showing mercy to the poor. Perhaps there may be a lengthening or your prosperity. So not the kingdom depart from you, you know, maybe lengthening your prosperity without stopping, you know, your kingdom, you know, random is. What did Daniel ask the king? Simply repent, you know, your sin over pride. You should repent. Question 3, in verse 31. While the word was still in the king's mouth, a voice fell from heaven, King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you. What divine character can you see? Divine character is the last verse in 37, the second part. Those who walk in pride, he is able to put down. So God resists the proud people. Those who work in pride, he is able to put down. That's God, the answer. So here, the word was still in king's mouth. The word is in the first story. Is it not this great Babylon that I have built for a royal dwelling by my mighty power for the honor of my majesty? That's arrogant word. Let's sing song all together. Amazing Grace. We'll finish today's Bible study.